The list of NEA jazz masters is basically a who's who of jazz. Basie, Ellington, Miles, Byrd, you get the picture. This year's honorees include a pianist who's made waves both in jazz and world music, a woman who helped redefine the big band sound, a singer and pianist who helped us learn how a bill becomes a law, and a critic who doesn't pull his punches.
John's words were the words Byrd and the other winged creatures sang.
Born and raised in L.A., Stanley Crouch grew up immersed in the arts. As a poet, he was published in a number of places and spent some time as poet in residence at Pitzer College in California. He was also an avant-garde jazz musician who led his own group, the Black Music Infinity. In the mid-70s, Crouch relocated to New York City and retired as a musician to devote himself fully to writing. During that time, his taste in jazz began to evolve as well. He became highly critical of the avant-garde jazz music that he had once played. Crouch mentored younger, more traditional jazz musicians like Wynton Marsalis, and he's been a constant figure in jazz, writing books on subjects like the Kansas City jazz music scene of the 1940s and an acclaimed biography of Charlie Parker. He helped form Lincoln Center's summer jazz programs, the precursor to jazz at Lincoln Center. Born in Cape Town, South Africa in 1934 as Adolf Brand, Abdullah Ibrahim has spent his career combining the sounds of his native land within the context of more traditional jazz stylings. He started his career using the stage name Dollar Brand and worked with both his own trio and the Jazz Epistles, the group who recorded the first ever jazz album in South Africa. Ibrahim left South Africa in 1962 and settled in Switzerland. And it was there that he was discovered by Duke Ellington, who produced an album for the young artist entitled Duke Ellington Presents the Dollar Brand Trio. That was in the year 1963. The track you're hearing, Kippy, was born from this collaboration. After working with Ellington, Ibrahim moved to the United States and converted to Islam, taking the name he uses today. He worked with many free jazz pioneers, including John Coltrane, Archie Shepp, and Cecil Taylor. And in 1983, he formed the band Ekaya. That's The Mountain, a piece recorded in 1989 by Ekaya. In addition to his work with that band, Ibrahim formed the Ikapa record label, and he scored several soundtracks, including 1988's Chocolat. Even if you've never heard of Bob Dorough, it's almost certain that you've heard Bob Dorough. Case in point.
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Dorough wrote that one and just about every other memorable musical moment from Schoolhouse Rock, but he also had serious jazz cred, working with luminaries like Blossom Dearie and Miles Davis. He was one of just a handful of musicians to turn in a vocal performance on a Miles record. But to me, Bob Dorough is at his best on his own, singing and sitting at the piano either alone or with a small group of musicians supporting him. From his 2015 release, But For Now, here's the title cut with Dorough's voice seasoned by nearly 70 years of music making. It resonates with a subtle power and more than a little poignancy.
But for now, let me say, I love you. Nothing more seems important somehow.
If, when you think about big band music, you think about something like this, then let Maria Schneider expand your mind and your horizons. This is Schneider and her orchestra. It's been in existence since the early 90s, performing one of her works entitled Hang Gliding. That's from the year 2008, a performance in Vienna. Over the course of her career, which began in the 1980s, working with legendary composer and arranger and NEA jazz master Gil Evans, Schneider has earned myriad awards, multiple Downbeat Critics Awards and Grammys for Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album, Best Instrumental Composition, and Best Classical Composition. Maria Schneider, Bob Dorough, Abdullah Ibrahim, and Stanley Crouch, the newest National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters. All four will be honored in a concert at the Kennedy Center on April 15, 2019. For WUGA, I'm Martin Matheny. Special thanks to John Slights for his help with this story.